all poultry flocks and captive birds will have to be kept inside after a housing order came into effect today to protect them from avian influenza or bird flu. It's after 5 cases of the virus in wild birds across Ireland since last December. Further cases were detected last month. As a result, the Department of Agriculture announced the housing order to protect poultry flocks and captive birds from wild birds that could have the virus. It comes as 64,000 birds are to be slaughtered at a commercial poultry unit in County Tyrone after a suspected case there. Let's speak now to free-range egg producer Brendan Soden, who's based in County Cavan. Brendan, good morning to you. Your reaction to this news, it must be a bit of a worry for you.
It is, yeah. Sadly, it's the news we didn't want to maybe hear. Last year, we came away with no cases, but unfortunately this year, it's came to the shores again. We have been keeping a close eye on it as part of IFA and the stakeholders grouping. We've been watching this closely for the last number of months and watching it slowly move across Europe. So sadly, this day has come.
And what does it mean for you? How does the compulsory housing measure affect you? How many birds do you have?
Currently at the minute on the site, we have 30,000 layers and we have replacement pullets as well. So we have about 80,000 of them. At the minute, yeah, free-range birds we've closed them up today now. There have been strict biosecurity prevention measures in place that are mandatory. Department of Agriculture put them in place a number of months ago. So we have been preparing for this, which is good. And as part of the stakeholders grouping last week, I suppose IFA put in a request that this housing order would be considered, and it's grateful to see that it was considered just in time and put in place.
So did you have to do a lot of planning, Brendan, in order to get this in place for today?
As I said, we've been following the situation. Mm. So as there's been growing concerns about it, the National Disease Centre there have been very good. They keep us updated on the current situation and what is happening. So this was the next level or next step up in our biosecurity measures. We already have a lot of things in place already in preparation for this. So it's good to see that we've taken that step.
And what does it mean, Brendan, in terms of your production? Because you have free-range eggs, but your eggs won't be free-range now.
No, at the minute, with them closed up, but there is legislation there that allows for them to be housed now for disease measures. The birds, our status is still free range, but this housing order is for the birds' home protection, and it is for the farmers' businesses' protection as well, because the last thing we want is a huge outbreak of this in the country and affecting the industry.
Okay, well, listen, thank you so much for joining us this morning and best of luck to you. That's Brendan Soden, a free-range egg producer who's based in County Cavan.